If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
It's time for the Draft Dudes Podcast.
What's better than this?
Your hosts, the Draft Dudes themselves and co-founders of the Draft Network, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino.
Guys being dudes
on the Draft Dudes Podcast. And it starts now.
Better than this, guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We are your host. Chris Schubert's here floating around producing this thing. We're from the Draft Network, and we are brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for all sports betting needs. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends over at Bet Online, and they are your continued source for live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. They have every sport. So head on over to betonline.ag to join and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just be sure to use our promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. It's BetOnline, and it's where the game starts. Kyle, a happy National Popcorn Day to you.
Big butter on your popcorn, guy, or no?
You can have too much.
But salt? I like,
yes.
Pepper?
Yeah, just a bunch.
Kettle corn.
Kettle corn's good. I've recently become a fan of that.
Caramel corn.
It's okay. It's a little, I can only have like very small.
What about the mixed bag?
No.
That's got like all the.
No, thank you.
Like the white cheddar, the yellow cheddar, the kettle corn.
I like those. Yeah, I like those.
Can I share a hack that I do when I go to the movies for popcorn?
Do you do what the woman who I saw on TikTok does, where she pretends she has a baby and stuffs a full-size children's outfit into a car seat and fills all of the clothes with food and puts wine in the baby bottles?
Is that your hack? No, but that's really good. Can you send me that so I can see how that works?
Yeah, I'll see if I can dig it back up again. Yeah.
Because it's National Popcorn Day. I usually get, you know, one of my favorite things to do when I go to the movies, I get a popcorn and a soda. That's what you do, right? That's what I do. Well, you take... When you go over to the section where you're getting your drink, right, and they have the drink fountains, you get two straws, folks. You get two straws. You take one of the straws, you put it in your drink. You take the other straw, and you stick it into the center of the popcorn bowl as if it were a soda. Then you go over to the butter section, and you push the button, and you line up the straw with the hole of the straw, because the worst thing you could have is no butter at the bottom of the popcorn. If you do the butter on top, it doesn't seep down to the bottom. So you got to attack it from both ends. I did this for I did this a couple years ago, and I've been doing this forever. But the person next to me was just shocked, as if I had like come up with some great invention. I'm like, yeah, you got to get the butter on the bottom because then that popcorn's not as good.
Do you then put a topping layer on as well?
Yeah. You got to like do the circle. You do the top, but you got to get the bottom. And be careful, don't do too much because the bottom of the popcorn thing it'll seep through, and then your pants will have.
You need a double bucket.
You need a double bucket.
Protect yourself.
Joe is amazed at that. I brought that to the table.
I'm more of a candy guy at the movies.
Oh, you can have candy too. I usually get sour
soft pretzel
kids.
Bites.
Soft pretzel bites are good. Too. Certain movie theaters have really good chicken tenders.
Ooh, really?
Get those as well. You don't get nachos though. Don't get nachos at the movie theater.
No. You can get your 39-cent cheese bucket and your stale chips. No thanks. Nachos are not good.
We have a mock draft to do. You gentlemen have divvied up in a weird way. You've decided one of you is doing all of the NFC teams. One of you is doing all of the AFC teams.
Well, the reason why we are doing this is because we're using the overhauled mock draft machine, right? And we are in beta testing of it right now. And when we looked at the teams, we were like, oh, let's just pick this way. This is probably cleaner to do it this way, right? So we have the browser open. We have the MDM up. We have decided AFC and NFC representatives are how we're going to do this thing today. I'm representing the NFC teams. Joe's representing the AFC teams. And we have a pick clock. Our pick clock is 2 minutes per pick.
Oh, this is somebody's getting automated. Some pick's getting automated at some point.
The good news is... And yeah, let's make the rule, no pausing, right?
Right.
There's no pause. Like quickly. If the clock runs out, you'll get auto picked and life will move on.
Kevin
and
Williams I think says that, thing if we have to, you know?
Yeah. But that's kind of fun because since we have about 45 minutes, but there's 31 picks, as Chris likes to remind everyone, there's 31 picks in this year's first round, which means 2 minutes a pick is we potentially have up to 60 minutes. So we do need to work with some level of efficiency, but I know how these things usually work, and efficiency is not really the name of the game.
Not
so
us,
somebody's going to have the clock run out. 1,000,000% somebody's going
to
have the clock run out.
And it's probably Joe. If we had to take a guess, it's probably Joe.
No, I'm going to have quick trigger. I'm going to move this thing along.
Okay, well... Should I start the clock?
I mean, listen, I'm just a bypasser,
Chris,
here. You guys,
Chris,
just...
you can work the soundboard or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
that
literally what I'm going to do here. I've got the soundboard ready to
hey,
go.
Hey, how's my levels sound? I saw we had a take come in for this week that my mic was super hot on Monday.
It was fine. I was going to respond to that person and say thanks for listening, but you know.
So, I mean, I turned my volume down on my microphone to about 6% now. I have the world's hottest microphone. I wish I could explain it, guys, but like I'm literally set to 14% like volume recording level, and it's still like booming hot. So just know I went from 14 to 6%.
It is true. You do sound great. I think the criticism was the clacking of the keyboard during the show while you're researching things.
But it's part of the bit.
Exactly. It's part of the way that we could do about that. So, okay, we're eating into our time here. Joe's chomping.
No, it's good. I'm going to put us more to deficit. I'm filibustering. Okay, so AFC, NFC. I am going to start. Hey, so quick footnote here. There are just a handful of picks in the 20s that are not aligned properly. Because we haven't run the latest order update.
This is where I come in. I'll adjust properly for us.
Great. That would be very helpful. So we're just going to cross-reference the MDM picks, and we're in beta testing right now. It'll be out for everybody in the near future, but we're working through bugs and perfecting the logic. And because of that, we're not consistently resetting the draft order because we're more focused on the logic of the picks, and we want to keep that consistent so that we can hone it.
Just eating into the time now.
I'm looking at the clock. My goal is to start with us having 40 minutes left.
Joe's got his first six picks already ready to go.
I don't have any of them.
Fun fact, you can queue players in this one.
Yeah,
so
just do that.
So if you wanted to sit here and queue your top option for all your teams, you could. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a bummer we don't have the jingle on the soundboard. But
You could just do it, though.
Right. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so the 2023 January Draft Dudes NFL Draft Mock Draft is now open, and the Chicago Bears are on the clock.
Wow.
The clock is running.
Okay.
So here we go. the Chicago Bears at number one overall are going to draft Alabama pass rusher Will Anderson with the number one overall pick. Lock it in. No brainer.
All right. The Houston Texans at number two. We've got our choice of quarterback. And we're going to go with Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama. The leadership skills, the playmaking instincts. Hopefully that it can infuse this Houston Texans franchise.
What's fun with the way this is set up, and I know what my next pick is, so I'm going to say this now, is you do have the opportunity to eat into the other person's selection window by how long you talk about your pick after you make your pick. So the Arizona Cardinals right now, like, we're going to do the thing that most teams do. Like, we're just going to wait till the end of the clock, make sure we have all the information, no Laramie Tunsil videos drop on this player before we submit the pick here at number three. Cardinals, sure, an interesting
television coverage talks about you for as long as possible, right?
Correct. Yeah. Let's get our moment in the sun, right? We'll get our 11 minutes and 45 seconds of television coverage about our pick. JJ Watt retiring, being mindful of him departing. I have some needs at corner, but this is a really good corner class, as I know we talked about for TD 100. It's one of the videos that we did for our latest update. So with the depth at corner, Arizona is going to select Georgia defensive lineman Jalen Carter with the number three overall pick.
I'm up with the Indianapolis Colts at number four overall.
Another quarterback.
Another quarterback. Yeah, I'm the guy that's going to pick all the quarterbacks here. So it's just more about which one. I feel like the NFL really likes this Kentucky quarterback, Will Levis. A lot of size, arm talent, movement skills, intangibles. Sounds like what the Colts need. So we will make him the pick here at number four and try to get back into things here in the AFC South.
So Seattle is on the board at number five. And I have a couple defensive linemen. I'm going to be respectful of their tendencies as a front office and as a team and not consider corner, even though I think there's a really fun opportunity to add, like, imagine Woolen and Christian Gonzalez together, right? Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, some scary stuff. What yeah. those guys would be capable of. But they don't like to do that. So I get that. I respect that. And they do like to build the trenches up. And I think about a guy like LJ Collier and what they were hoping to get there. And I think we have that actual player of what the full potential version of LJ Collier is in Tyree Wilson, the defensive lineman from Texas Tech. So I'm going to make him the pick for the Seahawks here at number five.
You got like four of the next five picks, including that.
Yeah, you're still going to go here.
This was really clean with alternating.
Yeah, now it's not.
For a minute, and now it's not. No, Joe's got
the Raiders.
I just lost like 8% of my on the clock time here, not realizing I was on the clock. This is terrible. So the Lions. I could go Christian Gonzalez. I could go Miles Murphy. I could go Brian Brzee. I could go Bijan Robinson.
Could do all those things, all those picks.
I could go Michael Mayer.
That's a little.
I have a lot of options.
Six, I think, but.
Well, it is. But I do think when we stack the board, Mayer's probably going to be a top 12 player for our board at Draft Network, would be my guess.
We've got another pick if we're the Lions Corporation. You know, we could wait a little bit.
Right, right. So at the end of the day, we're going to pick premium position. Man, I really like. I like what we got from Josh Pascal. I like James Houston's pass rush productivity, but he played 110 snaps this year, right?
I think he had 110 sacks on those 110 snaps.
Though, right.
So it was really good.
Just crazy ratio of production.
That's great production. That's great productivity. Right,
I'm pretty sure that's what it was for sure.
And down to 45 seconds here. Miles Murphy, Clemson. You put Murphy and Aiden Hutchinson on the line together, and then you have Pascal as another guy who's rotational and can move in, and you could stand Aiden up if you want to. Get a little bit more multiple in your front. I'm going to take Miles Murphy from Clemson at number six.
Do the thing, Joe. Do the thing.
Oh, I hate when you say that. The Raiders. Is...
You know what he wants you to do.
I do?
Yes.
Don't give him any sort of hints, Kyle. Let's see if he gets him on his own.
Okay, so I'm going to operate under the understanding that the Raiders are moving on from Derek Carr with a plan that isn't a rookie in the first round at quarterback. So
smart.
Kyle, I didn't ruin everything for the Panthers here for you in just a moment. I think this team needs offensive line help. Oh, I know what Chris wants me to do.
Yeah, you know what
to do because you should.
It wouldn't
do
be
it.
A bad idea.
It'd be a great idea.
It's the best player available.
I mean, it's a great
honest.
Idea.
And now I'm in conflict, and I have a minute and 13 seconds to figure this out. If I'm going to pick Bijan Robinson, or if I'm going to pick Peter Skoronski, I almost like the chaos of Bijan and the fun factor. Do I want Raiders fans yelling at me though? Well, they're going to yell at me.
Imagine
no
yelling
what.
At Joe Marino because he took Bijan Robinson for
brother,
a football team. Imagine.
You know how this goes, man. We've been doing this for a long time. Long time. Man, it's going to be Bijan or Peter Skoronski. I can promise you that.
Any consideration to Paris Johnson as the top offensive lineman versus Skoronski?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Because I think he could play right tackle.
Right, because he's played the right side a lot. You, by the way, you have 28 seconds. You can just let the clock run out.
I'm not falling into the thing that you guys said I would do. All right. Yeah. So it's not going to be Skoronski or Robinson. It's going to be Paris Johnson, and we're going to have our tackles figured out.
Well, I respectfully, like if I'm taking an offensive lineman right now, I'm probably taking.
I know,
Paris
but he
Johnson
wasn't going to go
Peter
in that direction,
Scott.
And that was going to set up for him to be available for my team at 13. You had to talk him into it.
Oh, brother.
Oh,
that might have been
Chris.
Aggressive.
Poor Chris.
He's like a Broderick Jones. Chill out.
Okay.
You're getting
well,
Brian
the Falcons
Branch.
Are going to take Broderick Jones here.
All right, Kyle, do the thing.
Yeah, I am going to do the thing. What do I say, Chris? What do I say, Joe? What's the saying?
Don't let Tyler Algier prevent you from drafting Bijan Robinson.
That's absolutely right.
I think that is absolutely
specific version
right.
of don't let a good player stop you from drafting a great player, but yes.
I respect what Tyler Algier did this season, but damn it. We got Arthur Smith. We want to run the ball. We want to run zone. That's going to be our identity. We got a young quarterback. We had good offensive line play. I understand Caleb McGarry is an expiring contract. I don't care. Bijan Robinson is the best available player. Arthur Smith would get more legs out of this guy than any other player. He would make Kyle Pitts more impactful because of the threat to run the football. Drake London, big body over the middle guy, can block on the edge. The recipe is here. Bijan's the best player in the draft at this point. Run heavy offense. Lock him in. That's the pick. Now, I also have the Carolina Panthers, so we're going to make this one quick. C.J. Stroud is the best available quarterback. We'll see if they end up with Sean Payton. That seems to be there's some buzz right now.
That's what the scuttlebutt is. The scuttlebutt is that he's going to be the next head coach of the Carolina
right,
Panthers.
Because Ben Johnson was the favorite, and then Ben Johnson pulled out. And Ben Johnson works for Dan Campbell, who was Sean Payton's assistant head coach. That's the breadcrumbs.
You know the meme from it? I think it's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's Charlie Day on the board. Like he'd figured it out. That's what this feels like.
That's going to be me running Dolphins mock drafts this season since I need the complete galaxy brain scenarios to come through. CJ Stroud, the pick for the Carolina Panthers, best available quarterback.
Keep going.
Yeah, it's still you.
I took a breath.
Go ahead.
What the?
Go ahead,
so you got the next four.
Fun here is Joe's got the next four.
Right.
So, okay, the Philadelphia Eagles are – this one's going to be easy too. Expiring contracts. You look at the Eagles. They've got a couple DBs, and they have a couple defensive linemen. Bijan Robinson would have been in consideration if he was here. He's not here, so we don't have to worry about that. I'm going to take Christian Gonzalez to pair with Darius Slay to replace James Bradbury as an expiring contract. And boy, oh boy, is that a really fun combo. And Christian Gonzalez has all the potential in the world to really thrive. And him learning from Slay is an opportunity I can't pass up.
All right, boys, four in a row here for me.
Joe Marino run begins.
Here it comes. Kyle, catch your breath. All right, this one's going to be easy here. I got the Titans here at number 11. I've got who I think is potentially the best offensive lineman in this class. And Broderick Jones available. Is he available? Okay, there he is.
He is.
Look, I think they're going to move on from Taylor Lewan. We need some pillar pieces up front. Broderick Jones to the Titans here.
Chris
at
Schubert in shambles. Look at him. He's just realized he's going to get Brian Branch in another mock draft.
quote from Joe Marino 5 minutes ago. Don't worry, Chris. You'll get Broderick Jones. It'll be okay. And then he proceeds to do that.
Which gets us to this Houston Texans pick here. We got Bryce Young with our first pick. Now we need some more help here.
Do the thing, Joe. Do the thing.
I actually don't know what the thing is here.
Well, I mean, I can go Skoronski. We can help this offensive line. We got some receivers that are available that are very intriguing. We got corners. I mean, we got stuff.
Where would you play Skoronski if you took him?
Guard, left guard. But here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to get us some help on this interior defensive line. Brian Brzee, the Clemson defensive tackle. Give us some beef up the middle. A guy that can be a glue guy for our franchise, a pillar piece moving forward. I like what he can bring to this football team. Which gets us to the New York Jets.
Way to go, Joe. Way to go.
The GD Jets.
You really set us up for success here.
What are you talking about? It set us up. We're going to be just fine here.
Man. Say the line, Bart.
Yeah, do it.
Say the line. Say the line,
Bart.
I mean, Brian Branch is right here for us. Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to go with a defensive player after this offense? No, we're going to help out this offense.
Anthony Richardson.
And we're not going to get a quarterback.
How about this offense? This pick better be.
With this Chris, pick's going to be Peter Skoronski.
Why? Where's he playing? I knew you were going to do
offensive
this. Where's he playing?
Line. Offensive line.
You just
line.
Said 2 seconds ago, Kyle's like, hey, where would you play Peter Skoronski? Left guard. Oh, I don't know. The Jets have a left guard, Lakin Tomlinson.
I heard Chris
Schubert
bitch
dollars.
All year long about Lakin Tomlinson.
Chris, you told us they could get rid of Lakin Tomlinson, no problem.
But he's going to be on the team. They're not going to get rid of him.
We'll figure it out. Elijah Barrett.
We'll figure it out. That's great. The Jets are really good at that, Joe. Thanks.
Peter Skoronski. Are you kidding me? I just got the Jets better, and Chris is mad.
You know what? I would have rather Brian Branch.
Whoa.
Now, I'll remember that next time you complain about Brian Branch being the pick in a mock draft.
That's fine.
I'll say you
I would have rather
worse,
Brian Branch.
You kind of got Peter Skoronski.
Peter Skoronski, who you're putting him in a position where I've got six guys that can play that spot.
Hey, by the way, real quick, while Joe's thinking about this Patriots pick and really avoids the temptation to give him Stetson Bennett.
we need a veteran for the quarterback.
I've been typing this whole time. Can you guys hear my keys or no?
No, I can't hear your keys. Gosh. You've done a great job with the noise gate.
Good. I haven't been typing at all, but I just wanted to bring it back up.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. You got a
pick
here,
for the
Joe?
Patriots, I'm deciding between a receiver. I have a choice of receivers and also a corner in Joey Porter Jr., who I think would be phenomenal for them. But let's be honest here. Let's be honest here, man. They got to be able to figure it out on defense. This offense is the unit that needs the help. And I don't know that Quentin Johnson gives me the skill set I'm looking for. I'm looking for some twitch, some dynamic athleticism,
30
some
seconds
ability at all levels of the field. That is Mr. Jordan Addison out of USC. He's the pick here. He's going to help our quarterback in our passing game.
Okay. The Green Bay Packers are
in shambles right now that Jordan Addison went off the board.
Green Bay Packers pick 15. Oy, oy, oy. From an offensive line perspective, DeJuan Jones, Anton Harrison, it's too rich. You know, right tackle would be the area that you'd be looking to improve, and then Bakhtiari's had the health issues. I think it's too early for any of the interior offensive line players. I do think that's another area, upgrade opportunity for the Packers. I know they've invested a lot of picks there. I just don't think that they're settled there yet. Tight end with Michael Mayer is tempting. I don't think they'll go wide receiver. If I looked at defensive linemen, I kind of want to get weird here, guys. Somebody talk me out of it.
No, we will not.
It's your pick. Do whatever you'd like. Yeah, be as weird as you like.
Weird sounds good.
We're not taking linebackers. I'm not taking a safety. It's either going to be an edge rusher or I guess or Michael Mayer. I'm going to settle. I'll make the pick and get the reactions first.
Wow.
Chris gave me a wow. Joe, okay. Look at the.
That was.
Well, it's a little delayed on the screen share when you hit the button on your screen. And I see it on the screen.
Well, but we drafted Lucas Van Ness, pass rusher out of Iowa. You think about Rayshon Gary, Preston Smith's been successful there. But Gary's injured. Smith's getting a little older. I think the body type checks out. You know, they need additional pass rush bodies. I like that fit for them a lot. So Van Ness, I think this is the earliest I've mocked him. But dropping him at 15 to the Packers, which puts the Commanders on the clock at 16.
Easiest pick of your life. Run the card in, Kyle. Run it in.
Easiest pick of my life.
Yep. Run it in. Running the card.
Are you looking for an offensive or a defensive
player? I'm looking for a defensive player for the Washington Commanders.
Okay, so you want me to pick Joey Porter Jr.
That's exactly what I'd like you to do. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and do that and lock in Joey Porter Jr., one of the most physically impressive talents in this class, regardless of position, for the skill set that he brings. He is the pick at corner to pair with Benjamin St. Juste and get some length.
Steelers are in shambles right now. That was going to be
they got
sprint,
sniped. They got
sprint to the podium moment. For sure. And here's the problem with Pittsburgh here at pick 17 is offensive linemen are – they're gone, right?
Tapped out?
Yeah. Well, you're now reaching for a player.
On the offensive line, you do.
Yeah, you do for offensive line. Like, what's the next tackle? DeJuan Jones, are we doing that right now? I don't think so. There's no interior players that I would – be satisfied with this selection. So I was like, oh my God, Joey Porter's like, you wouldn't even think about it. You'd be happy to add him. No, you didn't do anything.
That's my bad.
You did the right thing.
I know what pick I would make.
Really? I'm struggling with it too. I was going to try to help my friend Joe out, but I
would stay at the same position.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it and I'm choosing between Cam Smith and Devin Witherspoon.
Cool. The name that I would choose is amongst those two players.
Same. If I was given those two options, the one that I would pick is in there as well. Yeah.
I don't think it's that clear. I think they're both worthy selections. I feel like there's a lot of hype right now for Devin Witherspoon. So let's lean into that. Give them a physical corner that can tackle, ball skills.
Good job, Joe.
Had a great
Good
season.
Job,
He's the
Joe.
Pick here for the Pittsburgh
Good job.
Steelers.
Great job, Joe.
Okay, so the Detroit Lions are now on the clock.
So Kyle J. Krabs run here.
Well, there was a name that I invoked when they were on the clock at 6. I said,
oh, he's still there? I told you, Kyle. What did I tell you? I told you he was going to be there at 18.
Right. If he was going to get picked, he was going to get picked by the Texans at 12 was probably the ceiling. The Packers at 15 was a possibility, and I think the Commanders was a possibility.
But now,
Miles Murphy, the pick at 6, and the Lions are team hashtag draft good players. And Michael Mayer is a good player. Premium position, not necessarily, but they've had a massive influx in talent. They're going to continue to have a massive influx in talent. They made the economic decision to part ways with TJ Hockenson. So it opens the door for Michael Mayer to be our selection here at pick 18.
Love that.
Kyle, okay. Kyle J.
Tampa
Krabs
Bay Buccaneers. Here. Yep, I got two more. The Bucks. Oh, Lord. I don't know what they're doing at quarterback, but I don't like our quarterback options.
Be fine, no matter what here. They do.
Yeah, they're unconcerned. They're unconcerned. But I do know if Todd Bowles is not gone, then you would certainly think that Kelee Ringo checks the traditional boxes that the Bucs like to go after at cornerback. And they have a lot of expiring contracts in the secondary. So give me Kelee Ringo to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with pick number 19. Chris, you just please be aware we are into the playoff teams.
Oh, Kyle,
so checks and balances.
I'm 4 steps ahead of you already. I've already got it mapped out.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure the Seattle Seahawks are on the board at number 20. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are still good. We are still good.
Okay. Seattle, their second pick. They got Tyree Wilson the first time around. I might do it.
Oh, yeah?
I might do it.
I love it.
When you think about the Seahawks, offensively, what stands out to you guys?
They need some wide receivers.
They do.
And there's a pretty good one still left on the board that would really fit in with the two that they've got right now.
Would he?
I think he would. You don't think he would?
Joe, which best available wide receiver do you think fits best for what Seattle needs?
I think I can make a case for Hyatt, Smith and Jigba, or Rashee Rice.
But not Quentin Johnston.
No, I think he's kind of redundant.
That's what I feel.
That's hurtful.
That's what I feel. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to draft. I want Tyler Lockett living in a world where he's on the outside. I want him to be the Z. You obviously have DK Metcalf to be the X. So you need a slot. Give me Jaxon Smith-Njigba as the slot receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Really refined route runner. They need a third option in the passing game, and they get it in Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Joe, you are making this pick for the Los Angeles Chargers.
The LA Chargers.
Go Chargers, go.
We could have some fun here.
Quentin Johnson wouldn't be bad, huh?
Well, I would want the field stretcher for the Chargers, to be honest with you. You know,
yeah, we just need more wide receivers so that when we play our good wide receivers in a Week 18 game and they get hurt, we have backups.
We got a new OC coming in. We're gonna be better. Oh man, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing Jalen Hyatt. We need the vertical stretch guy to go with this overall weaponry that doesn't have that. So I think they have good catch point guys. They have underneath targets. They don't have a field stretcher. Now we have Justin Herbert, a field stretcher, and Jalen Hyatt.
Joseph J. Marino, you are now picking for the Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens.
What pick is that, Chris?
This is pick 23 we are on.
Okay, so we did skip 22, correct?
Technically, it's actually 21 in which the Miami Dolphins forfeited their first round selection.
Got it, for the sake
of what we're doing.
Just making sure from a logistics standpoint we're on the same page.
I don't think many people think Lamar Jackson's going to keep being a Baltimore Ravens, which creates a need at quarterback. And I like this toolsy kid, Anthony Richardson.
Wow.
Let's make him the pick here. New direction at quarterback, young buck, all the tools. Anthony Richardson to the Ravens.
Kyle J. Krabs, this is you. You're going to get a new man for the Minnesota Vikings.
A new man for the Minnesota Vikings. I'll tell you, it doesn't sound very optimistic for the state of Adam Thielen right now, does it?
No, that doesn't seem like that's going to
be. So I'm going to go best available player as ranked on the predictive board. Just so happens to intersect with that wide receiver position. Give me Quentin Johnston, wide receiver from TCU. We're going to go from purple cockroach to purple cockroach and stay on the Minnesota Vikings. Quentin Johnston pairing with Justin Jefferson to give a pair of big play wide receivers. This is a little bit more of a true down the field type of player as compared to the skill set Thielen has right now. But I like that as a best available as that wide receiver two position in Minnesota appears to be in flux.
Joe, this is you, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, so didn't I already pick for Jacksonville?
You picked for the Chargers. Okay, you can see the confusion as to why I'm taking right. over the yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to pick a good football player here. I'm just going to decide on who that's going to be in just 1 second here as I consider the options. We forget about Jacksonville is that they have Calvin Ridley next year. That's going to be a nice boost to their wide receiver core when Marvin Jones is probably going to walk in free agency. You know what I want to do here? I want to give them Darnell Washington, the tight end from Georgia. Big body for the middle of the field, but I think he's going to be a really good asset as a blocker as well. And we've seen Dougie P lean into some 12 personnel stuff. I think they can have a lot of fun with Darnell Washington and really elevate their blocking and their ability to stress the middle of the field.
This is pick 26, correct, Chris?
Pick number 26, the New York Giants. This is you, Kyle.
Okay. So the New York Giants, a little bummed that we missed out on Quentin Johnston. That would have been really cool to get this late in the draft. But what we do have the opportunity to do instead is draft a critical position of need for the New York Giants. John Michael Schmitz. I don't care if he plays guard. I don't care if he plays center. The interior offensive line for the New York Giants is a hot mess express. So we're going to draft John Michael Schmitz out of Minnesota to play in the heart of Brian Daboll's revamped offensive line. Build the trenches up.
Kyle, get comfortable. The Dallas Cowboys are on the clock.
Now the Dallas Cowboys are up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick Bryant Branch, safety from Alabama.
Hurts.
Well, they have some impactful players in this Dan Quinn defense, but Branch has enough versatility that I think he can end up popping up in a number of different spots, whether it is in the slot, whether it is on the back end. I want to move him around. I want him as a weapon in this Dallas defense. So I am going to draft Bryant Branch. But because we have shuffled the order, Joe needs to click the name Brian Branch, take him out of the player pool.
Okay, it's done.
Done.
Joe, it's a Joe Marino stretch here. Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock.
The Cincinnati Bengals. I think they're in a situation where you let Eli Apple walk. You really like Cam Taylor, Britt, and you got Chidobe Awuzie coming off of an ACL injury. I'm going to hedge there and draft Cam Smith, who I think is a do-everything corner that plays the physical style of ball that Lou Anarumo wants out of their corners.
Denver Broncos, pick number 29.
The Denver Broncos, pick 29.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but the last four are Denver, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philadelphia.
That's how it works.
Okay, so Joe, we are back aligned for the final four picks with the simulator.
So with Denver, we talked about this. Their right tackle position has been a nightmare for a long time. And DeJuan Jones out of Ohio State gives you length, power, pretty good mobility for a man of his stature. I think he gives them a chance to solve a problem that's been a problem for way too long in Denver. So DeJuan Jones, our draft pick to be our right tackle. And this is going to be my pick as well. What team is it? The Bills?
It's your team.
All right, the Bills are up, and this is kind of like not where you want to be with no – I think the Bills potentially have three very clear needs. Interior offensive line, safety if they don't bring back Poyer, and receiver. And I don't like the interior offensive line options. I don't like the safety options. So that leads me to the wide receiver options. And there's some guys that I can get behind here. Go with Rashee Rice out of SMU, a player that I think has the ability to win at all three levels of the field, but the vertical skill set really is attractive to me. I think you get a much more complete player as your wide receiver too than Gabe Davis. You allow Gabe Davis to kind of move down the ladder, and obviously you won't have to pay him after next season. So I think he's a nice hedge here in Rashee Rice. Me again?
Hey, Joe, Kansas City's on the clock. Go ahead, make another pick.
Kansas City. I think they need some help on defense. Let's see here. Dun, dun, dun. So they got so many young corners. I don't want to kind of like overcomplicate that. They got some young linebackers. I think what they really need is some more impact up front. And I know you got some expiring contracts there as
don't
well.
Don't do it. Don't take my guy.
Oh, he's not going to. Joe won't do that.
Well, I'm considering between Derek Hall and Isaiah Foskey and Nolan Smith are the guys that are.
Don't do it.
I told you, Kyle, you're good.
On my radar here.
Chris, one of my guys is one of those guys.
What? No, I know. There's a clear pick for you at 32.
The Philadelphia Eagles. And they got Christian Gonzalez at 10, so. They also have some expiring contracts up front that we need to be ready for.
I think the player with the most upside of those is Nolan Smith. I really do. So we're going with the high upside player here to play on the edge for the Chiefs.
Okay. Philadelphia Eagles on the clock. They're going to draft Derek Hall, defensive end, University of Auburn, length, power. Good first step. Not a great first step, but a good first step. You think about the Robert Quinns of the world, who the Eagles went out and acquired at the trade deadline. Got that same body type going for him. I really like Derek Hall. I think that's a great fit for Philadelphia for them to kind of revamp what will be an evolving room on the defensive line after this season. So that does it for this mock draft. We are done, and we cleared with about 10 minutes to spare.
Great job, guys. Great job. So I have one topic that I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on.
Okay.
Did we see the coaching staffs for the Senior Bowl, where we'll be in a couple of weeks?
Getsy and Patrick Graham, the head coaches, correct?
That is correct.
It's a couple of good guys.
Yeah.
And even the assistant, the OCs and DCs, are some names that I have seen are very well respected as well.
Charles London from the Falcons is the offensive coordinator for the American team with Luke Getsy, and then DeMarcus Covington of the New England Patriots is the defensive coordinator for the American team.
Good D-line coach, yeah.
And joining Patrick Graham of the Raiders, who's going to be the head coach of the national team. From the Saints, Ronald Curry is the offensive coordinator, and from the Steelers, Grady Brown is the defensive coordinator.
Should be fun. A lot of good representation. I know what all the all 18 of the non-playoff teams will have representation on the Senior Bowl coaching staffs, and so good opportunity for these players to expose themselves to a number of different organizations.
Also good for these young coaches, right? Or these up-and-coming coaches to get an opportunity to showcase their coaching skills. Well, and I think an underrated part of doing it this way is this allows you to make connections with people that when you do get hired someplace else, you might call somebody that you met down at the Senior Bowl to join your staff.
It's a great point.
Grows that ecosystem of people that you know. And so it feels like a great opportunity for the coaches as well.
And the caveat is you have to be in a role that is elevated above
what your current role is
for a team, right? Like Charles London, who's a coach I've heard a lot of good things about. He's been a running backs coach in a number of spots. He's been the Atlanta quarterbacks coach the last 2 years, and now he gets an OC opportunity here at the Senior Bowl throughout the course of the week. So, cuts both ways. It's beneficial for the players. It's beneficial for the teams to get to know the players and have guys that will stand on the table for certain players. And then it's beneficial for the coaches to have an opportunity to showcase themselves in an elevated position versus what their resume currently offers as teams continue to look. So really neat opportunity. There's some good coaches, as we've mentioned, that are kind of taking center stage, and be interested to see what other assistants get the call to be a part of these teams and these coaching staffs here in what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now, we'll be in Mobile midway through the week of practice already.
Wow. Be fun. So,
yeah. They'll be here before we know it. That is going to do it for us here today on the show. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert, we thank you guys for checking out the show. We hope you enjoyed the mock. Please keep the faith. The MDM, it's going to be back soon. We see your questions. We hear your questions. We know you guys are eager to get it. We are eager to give it to you, but we want it to be right when you get your hands on it, which is why we're currently involved in the beta testing. And things like this is a good opportunity for us to walk through the user interface and make sure that things are working the way that they are supposed to do. So keep an eye out for updates on that in the very near future. Especially if you're a TDM premium member, word on the street is you guys are going to get your hands on it very, very, very quickly. And then the rest of you soon after that. So make it a great rest of your day. We hope to talk to you all again tomorrow for Takes on Takes and Two Truths and a Lie. And yeah, hit subscribe. Come on back and see us again soon.
Thanks for being here for another episode of the Draft Dudes Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you are at it, help the dudes out by leaving a rating and review. Want more? Head over to www.thedraftnetwork.com or follow us at The Draft Network on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.